I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. It looks like the soonest Wisconsin will see a wolf harvest season will be November. That's despite efforts to push the date much sooner, to this or next month. The state's Natural Resources Board considered the shift in season at a special meeting last Friday. Natural resources officials will face a wide range of concerns as they attempt to strike a balance of wildlife and human needs. But the controversy over how the gray wolf, humans, livestock, and pets can coexist is not new. The wolf has been on and off the federal endangered species list within the last decade. Early this month, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service delisted the wolf, transferring its management back to states. A dozen Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin sent a letter to the Natural Resources Board urging approval of a hunt this winter. Senator Rob Staffschult repeated the call at Friday's board meeting. He pointed to a 2011 statute on the books requiring, whenever the wolf is delisted, an annual hunt and trapping season from early November through February.
Hunting and trapping regulations from the 2014 wolf harvest season could easily be used for a current season. Science was already used for that regulation book. No new science is needed.
The Natural Resources Board sets wildlife management policy for the Department of Natural Resources to follow, including hunting seasons. Wisconsin has held three concurrent annual wolf harvests, the last in 2014. DNR officials are proposing the next kickoff November 6, 2021. Wildlife and Park Division Administrator Keith Warnke says that gives the DNR time to factor in the latest science, both biological and social. He says one of the first steps will be updating the state's wolf management plan.
Our goal is to launch a wolf management plan webpage in early February, launch a public input process in late April or early May, and host the first of four public meetings on the wolf management plan in July.
The need of an updated management plan now is a point of contention. You have only to hear the perspectives of two respected wildlife experts, first that of George Meyer. He's executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and a former DNR secretary.
The management plan that's in place now, it is sound science. Clearly, the science in the current plan would be fully protective of the wolf population in the state of Wisconsin.
Now retired, DNR wildlife biologist Adrian Wideven headed Wisconsin's wolf recovery program and helped craft the existing management plan more than 20 years ago. Wideven says new research, including population modeling and people's attitudes about sustaining a wolf population, needs to be considered to properly steward wolves now and into the future.
We've got more information on just the ecological benefits of wolves, their potential impact on things such as chronic wasting disease, and using that as a factor. I think there is a lot of work that has been done since the 99 plan that needs to be included in updating this new wolf harvest system.
Lots of people had a lot to say about the gray wolf over 4 hours of testimony Friday. At least 800 watched remotely, and more than 1,000 comments flooded the Natural Resources Board inbox. Ryan Klusendorf wanted anyone listening to know that his fourth-generation 120-cow dairy farm on the edge of the North Woods in Medford is being threatened by wolves.
Our first known harassment started in 2011 and has not stopped since. And I moved my cattle within 100 feet of my buildings at night to protect them. And all it did is bring wolves closer to my children as well. I plead with you, rural Wisconsin needs the hunt now.
Abby Fergus says tribal input must be factored into Wisconsin's wolf management and harvest plan. Fergus is a wildlife specialist for the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. She spoke on behalf of her tribe.
Bad River and other Anishinaabe bands have stewarded relationships with Mayingans.
Mayingan means wolf.
Since time immemorial and hold great knowledge in this area. I'd like to point out the high potential for a hunt concentrated during the sensitive mating season would entail even more negative and unpredictable impacts. Wolves that survive may experience pack breakup, and these situations can lead to increased livestock depredation. The state has legal obligations to be working with the tribes on this.
In the end, the board took up a motion to open a wolf hunting season no later than February 10th using the 2014 harvest quotas. It was voted down 4-3 after a lengthy discussion about the obligation to consult with the state's tribes before, not after, a plan is finalized. DNR Chief Legal Counsel Cheryl Heilman explained.
Usual process is that if the department has a committee And so we have a wolf committee. There needs to be tribal representation. And setting the quota, ordinarily, the process would allow us to consult with the wolf committee to get that tribal input. There are other ways that the department could get the tribal input, but I believe based on at least the testimony that I heard here today, you know, we haven't yet taken that step.
For now, it looks like the DNR will move forward with updating its management plan and approving a hunt starting November 6th, after the agency says working collaboratively and transparently with the wide array of diverse interests associated with wolf management in Wisconsin. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.